You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We might finally be getting an Epstein list, but not the kind of list that we were expecting. Epstein Island survivors this week came forward and announced that they would be releasing their own list, and this obviously spurred quite a bit of controversy among the survivors themselves, as well as Trump's team and Trump allies. That's what we're going to break down on today's show. Plus, Colorado has fallen completely. It is horrible. They have state-sponsored transing the kids now. Stick around for that. In a press conference this week, Epstein survivors came forward. They announced that they are going to be releasing their own list of offenders. Here is a video of their announcement.
And let me announce now, several of us Epstein survivors have been discussing creating our own list of names. We know the names. Many of us were abused by them. Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially compile the names we all know were regularly in the Epstein world. And it will be done by survivors and for survivors. No one else is involved. Stay tuned for more details on that. Because history is watching, and so are the women who will come after us. Thank you.
So this gets really complicated. Obviously, the transparency is nice, but I and many others have some questions. The biggest question being, why not release the list right now? Why are you making a big thing about this? What are you waiting for? Because it would seem to me, if there are offenders out there that should be brought to justice and should be behind bars as soon as possible, that their name should be out there ASAP. And the question is, why wait? Why? There's no reason to sell. And this is all I can think of, is to sell the information to the highest bidder. Because I'm assuming many news networks, CNN, Fox, etc., would pay good money to break a story like this. You can offer information to people and just see who pays the most. And I don't want that to be true, but I'm not the only one who's skeptical about this. Matt Walsh, who's been very angry, by the way, at the Trump administration for not releasing more on Epstein, was pretty scathing to some of the survivors who announced this. Here's what he said. And this, again, this surprised me because he's been so anti-Trump, honestly, in many ways with the Epstein files. He said, I know people will say that these women haven't released the names because they're afraid, but then why are they on camera announcing their intention to release the names later? Doesn't make sense to do it this way if you fear for your life. He continues on another tweet and he said, I think the Trump admin should release all of its Epstein information, as I've said many times, but it is pure political theater to hold a big press conference with Epstein victims where they speak cryptically about all the powerful people implicated in this scandal, but refuse to actually name any of them. We know the names, but we'll tell you later, is BS. And I agree with that. And he finishes by saying, then why are you holding a press conference? What is this, a teaser trailer? People are making a game out of this issue on all sides. Extremely frustrating to watch. And I have to say, I just agree with most of that. I really do, because we've gotten very theatrical with all kinds of our politics. Here in America, it's not a good thing. When it comes to ousting child predators, which is about the most serious thing in politics that you can really imagine, quit with the theatrics. We don't need it. Just tell us who we need to investigate. Just give us the information. Don't sell it to people. Don't come out with teaser trailers like Matt Walsh was saying. Just tell us the truth. When they do things like this, it actually makes me think that they're not being completely honest, which, again, maybe they are. Maybe they're totally honest. My natural inclination, when people come out and they say, hey, this horrible thing's happened to me, is to believe them. Not on a legal level. I'm not saying we should jail people, but it is just to be like, yeah, well, I just believe people. Maybe that's naive of me, but I just do. But then they do things like this, and that makes me not believe them. And it doesn't look good either way. Obviously, one of the biggest questions in this is whether or not Trump would be part of the list. That's really the big question that people want to know. Obviously, one of the biggest questions when it comes to the Epstein scandal is whether or not Trump is part of the list. An Economist YouGov poll came out last month. 46% of Americans think Trump was involved in crimes allegedly committed by Epstein. That's a lot. And maybe it's high, but that's what the poll shows. 32% say he was not. 23% are uncertain. The fact that 23% isn't higher is actually pretty scary. Most people should say, I don't know for sure, but most people have an opinion on it. And the majority is that they think he's involved in crimes. And despite those numbers, the survivors themselves this week have actually said that Trump had nothing to do with it. They openly came out with that. We have several videos of it. Take a look.
And I know, and it's just something that I think we're compelled to at this moment, with the attention on President Trump, with these questions around a pardon. Did anybody see or hear of the president himself doing anything inappropriate as it related to Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
So those are victims openly saying Trump was not part of it. We also have other survivors who have been asking Trump to release the files, and you can tell that they're seeing him as an ally. You don't ask someone who did something horrible to you or you know was part of something evil to release something, right? They see him as an ally, not as one of the predators. Take a look.
President Trump, you have so much influence and power in this situation. Please use that influence and power to help us, because we need it now and this country needs it now.
Mr. President Donald J. Trump, I am a registered Republican, not that that matters because this is not political. However, I cordially invite you to the Capitol to meet me in person so you can understand this is not a hoax.
Okay, so I'm sorry. For those saying that Trump is part of the Epstein scandal, you have dozens of survivors now saying that Trump was not part of it at all. So I'm going to believe the survivors. I believe them. Now, just because Trump wasn't at the island doesn't mean he's actually handling the criticism well, because he's really not. Here is his reaction to finding out that the survivors are once again asking for him to release more files.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more, and nobody's ever satisfied. From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax, because they're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success that we've had as a nation since I've been president.
Okay, so allow me to analyze Trump's thoughts for a second. He's got a lot to work on. He's been very successful in a lot of areas. Again, that was a bad response, but he himself knows that he is not a predator. So hearing this stuff to him is annoying. It's a waste of time in his mind. And I think of other people, for me or for you, for example, if you heard this, you'd be like, shut up. Why are we still talking about this? However, I kind of get that on Trump's spot. However, in terms of optics, and he is the president of the United States, so optics matters for him more than maybe anybody in the world. In terms of optics, this is a failure. A pretty good rule of thumb in politics is that when sexual assault survivors plead for help from you, you at least need to say kind things about them and offer some compassion. Don't just say it's coming from Democrats. Because again, that girl in it said, look, I'm a registered Republican. This isn't just Democrats saying these random things. These are things that people actually care about. And it's just kind of rule number one, like, don't just disregard what sexual assault victims are saying. Trump has not done this very effectively at all. Some Republicans are now coming after Trump for it. Thomas Massie, who says a lot of good things. You know, I think a lot of people like him for what he says, but he hasn't actually done anything productive in Congress whatsoever. Got pretty intense with the president online. This is what he tweeted out. He said, White House says helping me secure a vote to release all the Epstein files is a hostile act, but they're threatening anyone who helps bring true transparency and justice for the survivors. This is a tacit admission that the Oversight Committee data release is woefully incomplete. And he actually posts what they said below, and it does say, you know, helping Thomas Massie would be viewed as a very hostile act. And he makes a good point. I think he does. Michael Knowles, who is a huge Trump loyalist, retweeted Thomas Massie's tweet of that, saying the following. He's quite scathing in it. He says, 2005, Epstein story breaks. 2015, it becomes a national news story. 2025, Trump threatens to primary Thomas Massie over a spending bill. 4 months later, Massie mentions Epstein for the first time and makes it his personal crusade. Funny how that timeline works. And honestly, a lot of that's true. That's a good point. That's what Thomas Massie is doing. And so again, the optics for Trump is putting out very, very poor energy. It's not good. But why? The question that you should be asking is, why are people caring so much right now? If you've always cared, fair enough. That's great. I have no criticism for you. But if for the first time, like Thomas Massie, you're starting to care, I'm sorry. It just seems like it is political opportunism. You've got political opportunists coming out of the shadows to try and take advantage of President Trump. And I think that does a real disservice, to your party, but mostly to the survivors, because I think the survivors releasing a list to a news organization in this glitzy and theatrical manner is a real, real mistake. I do, because there's no way to verify if these names are real. So they're going to come out with this list. Who knows what they're going to get for doing it? Maybe they'll do it for free and they're just wanting the news, you know, to build it up so more people will see it. Fair enough. Maybe they'll do it in some unethical way. I hope they don't. But let's say they do it in a fine way. If we get the names, what is it going to do? To Trump's point, what he says in that video is it's never enough. And that is true. It will never be enough. People will continue to say, oh, well, Donald Trump's part of it, or these people are part of it. It doesn't really matter how much transparency we get. And that's the absolute truth. And even with these names, you know, these victims may find themselves covered in defamation lawsuits if they don't release the list with evidence. I hope they release it with evidence. If they don't, they could be in a bevy of lawsuits, which again is counterproductive to their cause in the first place, which we're all very sympathetic to. Conservatives have got to stop supporting streaming networks that hate them. And that's why I partnered with We The Free. The Josh Carr Show is on We The Free, and they have fantastic content from all kinds of movies, TV shows, and Second Amendment content. Go check them out right now. They are a conservative streaming platform that actually loves America, loves what you stand for. The link is in the description below. What is going on in Colorado right now? Guys, I know it's liberal. We all know it's liberal. We know it's a blue state. This is not anything new. But what I'm about to show you is so crazy, because it all comes not from just random people in Colorado. That's fine. People do crazy things. But it comes from the government of Colorado, starting with their school teachers. Please meet Lasagna. Yes, that is actually this dude's name, this drag queen. Real name, Ethan Ferris, it seems. This drag queen, he is a teacher of music in Fort Collins. You can see from the local paper, it says local drag queen Lasagna hosted Funtastic with Lasagna, Fort Collins, Okayest Drag Saturday. Okay, and you're like, yeah, whatever. Like, I honestly believe, yeah, if you want to be an adult and go to a drag show, I think it's super weird, but whatever. It can be free. But at the bottom, obviously, is where it gets creepy. Fort Collins has a thriving drag scene with opportunities for fans and performers, both new and experienced, to enjoy. Funtastic's all-age accessibility and unique venue keep members of the community coming back month after month. I don't think that's actually true. I know people in Fort Collins. It's really not a super liberal area. So I have doubts. I have doubts. But here is a recent video. And this is a post by Lasagna. I had to censor several words in this short video because it is that raunchy. Take a look.
I'm gonna come by with a Molotov cocktail tomorrow. Hello, my name is Lasagna. I am 24 years old and I started doing drag in Greeley, Colorado, but now I live in Fort Collins. And I'm fat and messy, just like how I like. So Lasagna is me. I am Lasagna. I don't feel like I'm different in drag or out of drag. The only difference is the amount of product on my face, whether that's makeup or comp.
That is a school teacher, like teaching little kids music. If you live in Fort Collins, guys, I implore you, please put this person in jail. They should not be in school. I would rather the Taliban teach my young children than this person. I'm being dead serious about that. Absolutely true. This is Sodom and Gomorrah, deserving of hellfire raining down stuff. I really, you can't imagine Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible being worse than this. I just can't. Like, this is actually as bad as it gets. It is terrifying. And it is not a wonder that it is being encouraged in Colorado right now because of what the government is doing. Take a look at this Colorado-sponsored ad that has been rolled out to the entire country to encourage tourism there.
You see that square state on the map? Look again, sunshine, and you'll find that Colorado's sides are anything but straight. Come on over and drink it in. Colorado, we only look square.
Colorado paid for that. Like, the state of Colorado, not some NGO that put something out there. That is Colorado taxpayers. They paid for an ad to call in LGBTQ people to go there and be anything but straight, in their own words. And again, to cater to those types of people, I showed this video on a show a few days ago. The Colorado State Fair, it just gets worse, guys. This is all the government. This is not random people, it's the government. The Colorado State Fair, with children and families, had a trans pole dancer right smack in the middle of the fair. Disgusting. In a state fair, there are families and children there. It's not some private event. It's not where adults can only be. The left always does this. They'll ask you this. They'll say, why can't two consenting adults do whatever they want? Why? How does this gay marriage affect your straight marriage? And the answer is that they always can. Two consenting adults can always do whatever they want. No one cares. Republicans always have said they can. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make it right, but it's not illegal, and no one thinks it should be illegal. But the problem is that it spirals. It spirals into stuff like this. Stop gaslighting us and saying it's just two consenting adults. That right there is not two consenting adults. This is a state-sponsored event where children and families are looking at sexualized content because of the LGBTQ cult. It's not two consenting adults in some sort of closed-off space. I'd love to say that it's tanking Colorado's tourism economy, but the truth is it's actually growing. It's reported that 11 million more visitors came in 2024 than in 2021, so huge growth in Colorado because of this. And so I think what's really happening is you are seeing conservatives go to conservative states and liberals go to liberal states. In terms of tourism as well as moving, you're seeing Florida and Texas get way, way bigger. And most of those are conservatives fleeing California and New York as well. And then for tourism, Republicans are going to go to Utah for skiing. Democrats are going to go to Colorado. To cap it all off, guys, this week, the first ever trans congressman, Sarah McBride, had a press conference talking, not from Colorado specifically, but still in the LGBTQ cult. And this congressman, not woman, had a press conference talking about how Republicans were the ridiculous ones and not him. Gaslighting at its finest. Take a look.
I wish that they would spend even a fraction of the time that they spend thinking about me, thinking about how to lower the costs for American families. I wish they would spend a fraction of the time that they spend thinking about me, figuring out how to make government actually work better rather than making it work worse in order to prove that government can't work. They are obsessed with culture war issues. The Republican Party is obsessed with culture war issues. It is weird and it is bizarre. And the American people deserve serious legislators, serious elected officials who are focused on bringing people together to deliver real results for the American people, not to play games and not to engage in schoolyard taunts.
Yes, yeah, it's Republicans that are weird and bizarre. And if there's someone out there who is a real serious legislator, it is the person who pretends to be a girl all day. Every accusation is a confession, ladies and gentlemen. He is the one playing games and literally engaging in schoolyard behavior, which is something, again, that he said in that. It's hilarious. He's literally using words like weird, bizarre, playing games, being unserious legislator. Really? Really? His whole life is playing pretend. But I'm glad that Republicans are finally obsessed with the cancel or with the culture war. That's what he said in there, that we're obsessed with it. I'm glad. I'm really glad. Republican leaders have not done a good job with that in the past, but now we are, and they're scared because we are winning, and that terrifies Democrats. The progressive left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. You've heard about it, but it is time to finally buy it and do a little bit of good reading. There's some stories in there you've probably not heard about. There's some fantastic. I had a great time writing it. I think you'll have a great time reading it as well. Also makes a great gift. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.